It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Wow, wow, wow. Good evening, everybody. Oh, wow, a momentous evening. An infamous day across Philadelphia as Carson Wentz is dumped. Yes, Carson Wentz, the saga, the drama is over. That's right. It's over. And we spend the day reflecting. I was listening to Mike and Tyrone and Natalie, and they were fantastic. I thought spot on with this whole thing, completely spot on. And so I've spent the last 4 hours kind of reflecting, and I'm kind of sitting here going, I can't believe it happened, and I can't believe the story ended this way. It's amazing to me that it came down to this thing, trading him, dumping him. I still can't believe that they screwed this thing up this bad. That 3 years after the Super Bowl season, they're now looking for another quarterback. And mark my words, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope Jalen Hurts becomes the guy they want, but I don't think they believe that. And talking to a lot of people throughout the last couple hours, I think everybody believes they're going to draft a quarterback. They're going to go look for a quarterback. Guys, I know there are a lot of you out there that believe that because you're an Eagles fan that things will automatically get better. But I have my doubts, my sincere doubts. And it's sad to me because I think this is a disaster. This whole Wentz thing has been a disaster for the franchise. And ever since they win the Super Bowl, it's been just a downhill slog. Well, it is Cuz's Corner, and we will be getting you from a betting standpoint because, of course, Cuz's Corner always powered by Parks Casino, the hometown casino and sportsbook. That's right, Park Street Road, Ben Salem. It's the Oasis, right? Get off 95, the Street Road exit, head on down Street Road, and to your right, there will be the Oasis, that is the Parks Casino sportsbook and fabulous casino at Parks. You can download the app. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download it. Use the promo code FANATIC. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's right, $500. You have to be in Pennsylvania. You're going to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We will have Brad Feinberg on in just a little bit to go over all of the some of the games tonight, some of the NBA this weekend. But since this is normally a betting show, how about this? The Colts to win the Super Bowl, 29-1. Sounds like a pretty good bet, no? You want to join us, and I'd like to talk to you for the first segment. Brad will be joining us about 6:15, 6:20. But I'd like to get some more instant reaction from you guys now that you had a chance to think about this thing, now that you had a chance to digest this thing a little bit. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Now, one of the problems today is that I think it got misconstrued just when we talk about the compensation, right? The compensation itself. This is not about the third round pick that you'll receive this year and the second round pick that could be a first round in 2022. This is not about any of that. This is about how this whole thing was managed or mismanaged. Now, here's what I don't get. I don't understand how there is no communication. The communication within the franchise seems to be absolutely broken. You got to explain this to me. So, all right, we know the backstory. They win the Super Bowl. Foles is the guy. We know what happened the following year. And at some point, things start to go off the rails, right? They lose Frank Reich after the Super Bowl. The whole thing happens. But then, as the years go on, the whole Hurts thing, forget about statues and Nick Foles and that sort of thing. They move on from Foles. Wentz signs the big contract. And it seemed at that very moment, the dialogue between the organization and Wentz fails. Now, there's all kinds of reports out there. And mind you, when we think back, Wentz never said boo about anybody. A lot of reports out there about how he was a bad teammate and how he was a type A personality and not listening to his coaches or disagreeing with his coaches. Well, how come that wasn't addressed by the organization? I can't figure this out. There was a report today that by Mike Garofolo, who I brought into this business, I trust implicitly, who said that Wentz never even said he wanted to be traded from the Eagles, just that he was unhappy and that the Eagles had sensed his unhappiness. Guys, I just don't understand it. I just don't get, A, why you would go with Hurts in the first place. Doug Peterson gets literally thrown to the curb. Like, if there was a situation where it was, hey, you got to choose between Doug and Carson. All right, well, you know, I get it. If they would have chose Doug. All right, well, you know, the guy won a Super Bowl, whatever you want, you know, or how I feel about him. But it wasn't even that. They jettisoned Doug. And they don't even give another coach, whether it's Sirianni or somebody else, the chance to fix Wentz. What is that? It all points back that Wentz has an issue with Howie Roseman. And Howie Roseman's only recourse was to trade him. That's what it feels like. Why else wouldn't you give the franchise quarterback the chance to be rebuilt? I know a lot of you out there, it drives you nuts. Bending over backwards for Wentz. Bah, bah, bah. But think about it logically. If you have that kind of money invested in him, why wouldn't you try to fix him with another coach? Why eat that much salary? You're going to be bad regardless. So why wouldn't you try to go at it and have him rebuilt by another coach? I don't understand it. I don't understand the lack of communication. I don't understand where the whole thing just went in a nosedive. You got to explain. This is a mystery. Let's get it started. Nikki, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Nikki.
Hey, Anthony. How are you, buddy?
Can you make sense of this? Put on your sleuth hat.
Well, yeah. Look, now that we're hours away from hours after the trade and then we just accept it, you start breaking it down going, how is this possible that it was better to take the biggest cap hit in NFL history and jettison this kid into Indianapolis and really not get much for him? I mean, but we kind of knew we weren't going to get much for him because of his contact and all that. But it didn't
say, not about
you
what you got
guy,
for him.
Right.
It's about how it devolved into this.
Yeah, you went from being the golden boy to we need to get this guy out of here. I don't care what the cost is. And it goes back to, you know, a lot of your daytime, callers and philosophy, which is, where's this team going to be in 3 years? I mean, everybody says, well, how we can't draft, how we can't draft. So just assume that because that's what everybody says. Everybody feels comfortable saying that. But when you tell them, hey, we're not going to be good for 3 to 5 years, they look at you like you're stupid. But at the end of the day, how are you going to rebuild an old team in cap hell with a questionable quarterback? Look, I'm glad we're going to give Hurts his best possibility to start. But then
who knows? I mean, they might draft another quarterback at number 6.
I hope not, because then that tells you that.
Yeah, but who knows what the that's the point. Yeah. They seem like a rudderless ship.
They are what they are. And that's why, if they draft a quarterback at six, then what was the fiasco 12 months ago when they go, oh, my God, we got Hurts in the second round and we are so happy? Like, so that tells you how rudderless is one thing, how abysmal and decrepit this organization is, where they ruin the star golden child by drafting Hurts in the second round, and a year later, after you kick the quarterback out, you're gonna draft over Jalen Hurts. That's Cleveland Brown territory. Cleveland Brown didn't
even. No, I know. Mike called them the Jets today, and that's exactly what they are. They're the Jets. The Jets have more talent, but
they have much more talent, and they're young, and they're not in cap hell.
Yeah.
That's how like people go, oh, well, we can't be this team. We can't be that team. We're an old team with terrible young talent in cap hell and a quarterback question. And if they draft a quarterback at six, then we're in Dante's hell. Pick a ring, not six, seven, eight, not pick one of those deeper rings, because that's where we are.
Thank you, great stuff.
The young guys don't think like it's possible, but we've been there. We lived it by it.
See you, buddy. No, listen. You know, I took a call today. I mean, he was a nice guy, great guy. And he calls up and he goes, I disagree with you, Ant. I think that we have a lot of talent. I think we're not as bad as you say we are. And he said, I'm an Eagles fan. Okay. Well, what does that have to do with it? Whether you're an Eagles fan doesn't mean anything. You could be an Eagles fan who has no concept of what you're looking at. But being an Eagles fan doesn't, by just saying that, doesn't make the situation better. There is a fact of the matter. You can't give me Hightower. And I think Jalen Watkins has a little speed, you know. But come on. Are you kidding me? You're talking about late round picks? That suddenly, what, that's the answer? They don't have a player under 30 on the defense that's any good. Conversely, go take a look at what the Carolina Panthers did last year in the draft, where they drafted all young defensive players, many of whom look really, really good. Now go compare the two. That's just defense. Not to mention the question mark on the offensive line. And when guys miss seasons, you just can't pen them in ink. And I love Lane Johnson, and I love Brandon Brooks, but you can't put them in ink and count on them. Not after they've missed that kind of time. What are you thinking when you think this team is any good? You got to point it out. You got to point the talent out to me. You got to point the talent amid the backdrop of the rest of the league. Look at Washington. Forget the fact they don't have a quarterback. You think that defense is good? Because I do. How about that front? Young. How about they even have some skilled young skill guys on offense? Much better than what the Eagles have. And that's the Washington football team. And so, yeah, I'm frustrated that they just blew this whole thing. Junior in Lehigh Valley. Junior, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, June?
So I usually don't turn it on the radio and talk about this sort of stuff. I usually just like to listen, but I have to open my chest. I've kind of had this gut feeling that this sooner or later was going to happen since the whole Zach Ertz dilemma. And I remember watching the video of Ertz and I think it was Roseman chewing each other out on the practice field. I started getting this weird vibe since then. I'm like, something don't seem right here. And then all of a sudden now Wentz has been incognito for, what, 4 months? Hasn't spoken to the media, hasn't spoken to anybody except maybe the coaches and Lurie. Like, when I started getting this weird feeling of watching that, I'm not hearing from Carson Wentz or the media, so I'm like, this is going to go much, much south than I thought it was ever going to go. And then when I see the news today, I was shocked at the same time. I kind of saw it coming.
Well, listen, we knew that the trade was happening. I'm reacting this way because it's the culmination of the last 3 years. And look, you're not wrong to point out what happened between Ertz and Howie. Ertz and Wentz were obviously very close. Do I think Howie's the most popular guy in that locker room? Hell no.
No, I personally, and if he hears it, I really don't care, honestly.
But that's the point. The point you're saying is right. Wentz has trust issues with Howie.
Well, no, the point I'm going to say now, I think this is always just straight out of pettiness or some kind of stubbornness that Howie has. Here's the Super Bowl, and he made like this phenomenal trade to get Wentz, the whole Sam Bradford thing. I did this, and I made this team to get a Super Bowl. He needs to get the hot air out of his head. Like, he's got this Moe Macho thing going on where, you know, I can do this, and this.
You're right. It's called the smartest man in the room syndrome. And I do think that was a byproduct of the Super Bowl with the entire brass.
Yeah.
You know, if you go back to, and good call, Junior. Thank you, buddy. Yeah. If you go back and you listen to the talk after the Super Bowl, and listen, we were all drunk on the first Super Bowl ever, right? So, you know, we got to give them, even looking back, you got to give some latitude. However, the talk about how they did it, and, I remember guys talking about, New England, they don't have any fun, and we have fun down here. Well, how long did the fun last? Right? We remember Doug's infamous words, this is the new norm. And then everybody thought the Super Bowl was because of their doing. And what happened is that, you want to talk about hot air and heads? Yep, it bloated everybody. It was the oldest downfall known to man. Three letters, E-G-O, ego. And the last 3 years, ego has run amok. And now ego has come home to roost. And I love this team, all right? I'm a little boy. I'm probably older than a lot of you. I'm a little boy sitting at the vet watching Wilbert Montgomery against the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC Championship game and being the happiest I've ever been. But you can't have your head in the sand and wear the green goggles. It's just, Mike called you. Mike said it was a bad fan, and he's right. That's a bad fan. You got to look at this thing with eyes wide open. We'll come back. The gambling portion of the show, because Cousins Corner, always powered by Parks Casino. The fabulous 444 Street Road, Ben Salem Casino and Sportsbook of choice. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download it, right? You download the app, use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. But we'll check out what Brad has to say about the weekend. And we'll take a look at, some of the futures. It's Cousins Corner Live, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cousins Corner, powered by the great people at Parks Casino, Street Road in Ben Salem. You can bring home the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. right to your phone. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download it. You get that risk-free bet up to $500 when you use the promo code FANATIC. Got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, we want to give you some plays with the guru. Yes, he is the sports betting analyst at Parks. You hear him every week here at Cuz's Corner. Of course, the great Brad Feinberg. Brad, did you survive the storm, my man?
I have. Did you?
Yes.
All right, then. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
I did not survive the car. I'm barely surviving the Carson Wentz news.
You know, what did you think? Did you see the headline in the Marcus Hayes? Did you see what he wrote, Anthony? Did you see what he put out there? Worst trade in Philadelphia sports history?
Yeah, he's right.
You think he's right? You do?
Well, I mean, it's up there.
Yeah, I mean, you think Carson Wentz is going to come back to being a great player then?
Yeah, I do. I think he's going to come back and play very well with Frank Reich.
I do hope you're right, because when the season ended, the team that I made my big investment in next year for the Super Bowl was Indianapolis. I thought they were going to get Matt Stafford, though, and that's kind of was my thought process in that.
Right.
And I'm trying to talk myself into the Carson Wentz thing, but I respect your opinion so much. Hope you're right. Hope it really was just as simple.
What did you get him at to win?
30-1. But again, I thought they had a really good roster. Yeah. Again, when I was watching that,
they do have a really good roster.
They do. They just have a good team. I mean, they obviously have a great running back.
Yeah.
They have a really good defense. They have a great offensive line.
No, I mean, look at that organization. It's really, really well run.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that offensive line is ridiculous, right?
Yeah, they have a great offensive line.
Wentz hasn't come close to playing with anything like it.
No, again, maybe it's one of those things where, he's going to be like, wow, he's in the, kid in the candy store. He's like, oh, I didn't know it, and in that kind of situation for sure. I hope it's that case. We'll see. Plus, what I like about that team, Anthony, is that division. You have a Texans team, which is going to be arguably the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
And you have a Jacksonville team who clearly will be improved with Urban Meyer and, of course, Trevor Lawrence.
Right, but it's going to take some
not
time.
A quote-unquote good team. And I feel like, and I could be wrong on this, I feel like the Titans, I think I don't know how much more they can possibly get out of Derrick Henry than they've gotten. I think they may take a step down. So I like their division the best of any of these teams, and we'll see what happens. But, again, I thought Wentz really was bad last year, Anthony.
He was. I mean, everybody who had eyes saw that he was bad last year.
Right,
but that's not the point. The point is, how did he get there? And it got there by organizational failure. Bad coaching, bad drafting, bad team building. That's how it got there. People make the mistake of seeing the snapshot of its worst, right? That was last year. That's the snapshot. But you have to ask yourself the question, how did it get there?
Yeah, how did it get there, sure.
All right? Sure. And then you look at what Indianapolis is with an incredible running game in Jonathan Taylor. Terrific receivers, including Michael Pittman.
Right? Love him.
Right?
I mean,
are you kidding me?
And they have a good defense. This is a team, and they have the second most salary cap space. Now, this is before the Wentz trade, so I'm not sure how that affects it, but they had the second most salary cap space in the NFL before that. The odds, in case you're curious, Anthony, dropped from around 30-1 to around 22-1 after the Carson Wentz news, so there was certainly a big dip in their Super Bowl odds after that move.
So I went on the Parks Sportsbook app, and I saw that Carson Wentz to win the MVP. You ready?
Tell me.
You have a guess?
25?
You're good. 30-1.
Okay.
Three spots higher than Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry's not going to win MVP. But Carson Wentz, I'll say this. He did obviously prove he can win it, because he would have won it the year in 2017, in my opinion. Hopefully it's just a matter of, for him and his career, just a matter of what you said, how it got to there and being in comfortable surroundings. But I do think, Anthony, and again, this is one thing, and again, I know you know the team and you you have so many contacts and you know what's going on. You have such a great pulse of everything. But my sense has taught me that, that Wentz really does deserve some of this blame, though. Like he,
I'm not taking him off the blame list.
Sure.
He's got blood on his own hands.
Right, his blood.
Right, like you don't play poorly that poorly and not have any blame. You don't, you know, your mechanics are completely lost, not without blame. Right? I mean, obviously.
So what would you have done if you were playing off
this? But here's the thing, though, Brad. Yeah. Let's, because it's an interesting discussion.
Yeah.
The thing is this. When I view player versus organization coaches, right, you have on one side the coach and the GM. And to me, they're the parents.
Yeah, of course.
And the player is the child.
Well said.
So if the child is not doing his thing, it's up to the parent to make sure his mechanics are right.
Back in place, yeah.
And
sure.
From what I hear, he might be a different kind of guy.
Sure.
But he's not the brat that he was painted out to be.
Sure.
Over the last month. But when the smear campaign started.
Yeah, of course. And look, no doubt about it, Philadelphia organization, Anthony, I would say the Philadelphia football organization has been the foremost team of when they want their narrative painted, they go out of their way to paint that
sure,
narrative.
Sure, right? You know, you got minions everywhere.
No one does it like them. I will say that. They truly take out that paintbrush and they go aggressive in whatever direction they want it to make it, you know, make their point the best way to spend their organization the best way possible and, you know, player be damned.
To your Colts bet in the AFC South at Parks, pretty good price. They're only -106.
Yeah, I like that. Again, because to me, you can kind of throw out two of the teams right away, right? And I like them definitely better than the Titans right now. I really, really do. And to me, I think that's a really strong bet. Again, I think they should be at least, and I will bet you, come when the season closes, Anthony, when we get to September, I will bet you the Colts are at least -160, if not higher. I think that they are going to be clearly the favorite in that division. -106 will be the lowest you see it. I would bet that right now.
All right. Let's get to some action tonight.
Sure.
Anything you like in the NBA tonight?
Yeah, I did a bunch of props I did tonight, and I also do like a game as well. The props that I did, I took Greek Freak, okay, under 7.5 assists. Anthony, he is a great player, no doubt about it, but he's gone under 7.5 assists about 70% of the time. And, you know, sometimes with great players, you get a little bit of a people like to bet their overs always, right?
Right.
Because they're great players or whatnot. And he's averaging 5.7 assists. Last year he averaged, I believe, 5.6. He averages 2 assists under this total. Why are they making it 7.5? Mm. I just think that is way too high of a number. That's a strong bet. Dante DiVincenzo, Villanova kid, obviously, 3.5 assists. He's only done that, I believe, 4 times all year. He has been getting a little more minutes recently, but I like.
He did it the other night. I saw
he did, and I bet it, and I lost that one. I'll admit it, I did, but I think this is still at least a 60% winning bet. Brooke Lopez has gone under 12.5 points about 65% of the time this year. Like him under 12.5, and Greek Freak again. He averages about a combined 46 in points, rebounds, and assists. Anthony, they made it 52.5. Again, he's gone under that about 70-some percent of the time this year.
Wow.
I had to take the under, and I'll switch gears on you and go on the Sacramento game. There's a couple things I did.
Let me guess, because I have one for you that I would love.
In the Sacramento game?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what you got.
Jimmy Butler over 21.5 points. It was a light night. It was a very light scoring night for Jimmy last night. He played distributor.
Sure.
And he's going against a sack team that plays no defense.
Second worst defensive team in the league. Yeah, look, Jimmy Butler, Anthony, I've been taking a bunch of his overs and rebounds and assists. He's gone over, I believe, 13 of his last 14 in assists and like 11 of his last 12 in rebounds. He's just been playing incredible basketball. He's playing like he did in the, you know, in the bubble last year. That was not the one I did. I went Tyler Hero. Reason being, Tyler Hero averages 17.5. They made his over under 15.5. No Goran Dragic against the, again, the second worst defensive team. And also, he's gone over 3.5 assists, 12 of his 20 games. He averages 4 assists a game. They made his over under 3.5 plus $1.20 at Parks. I like that as well. And then Kendrick Nunn has gone over 14.5 points, 9 of his last 13 games. He's been getting the minutes again. Again, Anthony, horrible defensive team. I didn't go the Jimmy Butler route, although I agree with you clearly for sure. Anytime I'm playing Sacramento, I really like those overs. And De'Aaron Fox has gone over 1.5 threes, 13 of his last 16 games, I believe, and he's been getting a lot of attempts. I like over 1.5 threes for De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, I like that a lot. Yeah, that's good. How about in the Laker game?
Yeah.
Lakers-Brooklyn. James Harden. Explain this. 25.5 is his total.
Yeah. Well, James Harden, I got to tell you, like the other night, I took him plus 500 to get a triple-double. He's been putting up like some without Kevin Durant, you know, yeah. He's been getting a lot of really nice rebound totals as well. Harden's playing well. I actually like the Lakers side in that game, though. I give them credit. Brooklyn, they won that game. They were down by 24 points
against Phoenix.
And they snuck back just with James Harden. And, you know, Joe Harris had a really good game, and so did Tyler Johnson. But I actually like the Lakers. Even without Anthony Davis, I think that they will beat this Brooklyn team. I think Brooklyn, without Durant, I don't think they're that great of a team. I really don't. I think they need all three of these guys to be the team that we expect.
Yeah, I agree.
The line has crept up to 3, but I still like the Lakers side here. I think LeBron is still the best player in the world, and I do think that the Lakers will win this game, and I actually like them laying 3 points.
Wow. Well, I agree. I think that's a great, great pick, because I could totally see it. How about in the NHL? We're, of course, taking you up to Flyers hockey tonight. Flyers, because of COVID, as you know, haven't played in a couple weeks. And the lineup has been decimated.
Yeah.
The line right now is basically a pick. Any thoughts on
Flyers?
Well,
I mean, again, the Rangers have been horrible. They've only won out of 14 games. They've only won 4 of them. They've really struggled. This is a line that, if it was a normal situation, Anthony, Philadelphia would probably be laying about $1.65.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, yeah, it's down to a pick 'em. I mean, look, with the COVID situation, again, I always like to say I try to bet on things where I feel like I have a clear advantage of, a clear edge, where I really think that I have the advantage in my favor. This is a situation, Anthony, where I really don't know enough to know. I don't know how they've been practicing. I don't know, you know, how they're going to mesh after this time off. Not a game I'm betting. Again, I think the line is right considering this uncertainty. But I will tell you the game that I'm looking at. And if we were on remember the game, Anthony, the dating game where you had to guess, you know, what the other person's thinking?
Yes.
You should know the game I'm thinking of right now.
I will give you the
I'll be disappointed if you do not get the game I am thinking of.
I'll give you
the long slate, too, but I think you will get it.
I'll give you the Maple Leafs.
You got it.
I'll give you Toronto over Ottawa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like them laying 1.5 just to you know, because if those was almost a, you know, 3-1 favorite, but I'll lay 1.5.
Yeah.
This Ottawa team is just, and we've talked about it in the past. They're just like, to me, almost just an automatic go-against team. And Toronto can score goals. You know, Toronto, to me, is a team that, you know, they can really score a lot. Ottawa, to me, is just that bad. And I would be very surprised if Ottawa did not lose yet again in this game. And again, I'll lay 1.5 just in case there's something crazy happens. But again, this Ottawa team in 18 games has 4 wins. So, and Toronto's played well. They're 12-3-2, in first place, playing quite well. I would be stunned if Ottawa wins this game, and I will take my chances that Toronto wins the game by at least 2 goals.
I like that. I like that a ton.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've been talking about Ottawa, Anthony. It's just until the line catches. I mean, until it catches up,
horrible.
I'm gonna take my chance. And I'll tell you what I really like about this bet, Anthony, is they actually beat Toronto on Monday. Okay.
Yes.
So I feel like they were down 5-2 and they scored like four goals in the third period. It's like one of those crazy.
Yeah, Dadnoff. So Dadnoff scored the last two goals.
Yeah, so you know that there's not.
This is what kind of losers we are.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm in the front row with that. But anyway, so I really think that, again, I don't think it'll be a case of them taking them too lightly. I like that game.
I'll give you one prop in the Flyers game. And it seems like it's pretty good value. Farabee plus 265 to score a goal. And he's going to be playing on the PP1.
Sure.
He's top line now because of all the guys that are out. I mean, I 265 you're getting?
Yeah, Farabee's played well. Look, I believe he has six goals for the season. So yeah. He's actually played really, really, you know, well for them so far. And again,
he's going to get a lot of ice time.
Yeah, you're getting plus 265 on something that he's scoring. You know, he's scored in about, you know, six goals, I think, and they played 12 or 13 games to Flyers this year. So I see where you're going with that. I actually think that does make some sense, and with those odds, that's not a bad play. I like those odds very much for a guy that's actually right now their, you know, second leading scorer and their second leading goal scorer.
Anything college basketball?
You know, Anthony, you know, there is. I think Iowa is a better team than Wisconsin.
I agree. Yeah.
The line is, you know, close to around you're actually getting, last I saw, getting 2 points with Iowa.
Yeah,
and I just
half.
Think they're the
yeah.
better team.
Yeah.
And I know the game's in Madison. I get it, but that's okay. I think that Iowa and I made Iowa in my ratings, even being at Wisconsin, I made Iowa 2.5 here. And you can take them with the money line, getting maybe $1.20 or just take the 2 points if you prefer. I like that. I think the wrong side is favored. And listen, Ohio State, you know, they have a chance, actually, Anthony, to get a number one seed. What has Penn State done this year? They're 7-10, I believe. They, you know, they're a decent team, not horrible, but I thought that line should be closer to 7, and Ohio State's laying 4.5. I'm not trying to overrate Ohio State, but I do think they are a top 10 team, you know, and they have, right now, I believe they're ranked 4th. And Penn State, to me, is, you know, they've been, you know, nothing great. Again, I just thought this line should be closer to 6.5 or 7. The line is 4.5. That was the other game I thought. I thought that line was
I agree. We're in agreement on both. I love that Luka Garza, man. I don't think Wisconsin's got an answer for him.
He's the win player of the year. And again, this Wisconsin team, again, I mean, they're just one of those teams, Anthony. It's kind of like we talked about last week. I know we talked about Virginia, and Wisconsin's a good team, don't get me wrong, but they don't have that offensive firepower.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't like this matchup with them because they just, you know, Iowa is tremendous on offense.
Score all day long. I'm with you, brother. It's abbreviated night because we got Flyers hockey.
Yep.
So we got lots to catch up on next week, my man, okay?
Love it, my friend.
Thank you, brother. There he is, Brad Feinberg, the fabulous betting analyst at Parks Casino. Make sure you take a listen to what Brad has to say. You can bet all of Brad's picks on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download it. Use the promo code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet to $500. Got to be 21. Got to be in Pennsylvania. So, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We will come back with little Fly Guys tonight against the Rangers. We'll be back tomorrow to revisit the Wentz trade. Everybody have a great night, and thanks for hanging.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.